Module 3, Lesson 3, Deal Analyzer Training.
From the Kaliving Cashflow Machine.
Learning Objectives. Understand the key financial metrics for Kaliving deals. Calculate cash-on-cash return accurately. Determine debt service coverage ratio, DSCR. Know your walk-away numbers before making offers. Use the Deal Analyzer tool to evaluate any property. Why numbers matter. Here's the truth: most investors lose money on bad deals because they fell in love with the property instead of the numbers.
They saw potential, got excited, and convinced themselves it would work.
Professional investors do the opposite.
They start with the numbers. If the numbers don't work, they walk away no matter how perfect the property seems.
The number one mistake new investors make:
using optimistic numbers to make a deal work on paper.
Always use conservative estimates. If a deal only works with best-case assumptions, it's not a deal, it's a gamble. The 5 key metrics for Kaliving.
You need to know these numbers for every deal. Our Deal Analyzer calculates all of them automatically, but understanding what they mean is crucial.
1. Gross Potential Income, GPI.
This is your maximum possible income if every room is rented every day of the year.
Example calculation.
5 bedroom house times $750/room/month equals $3,750 per month.
$3,750 times 12 months equals $45,000 GPI annually. 2. Effective gross income, EGI. This is your realistic income after accounting for vacancy. Even the best Kaliving operators have some turnover. Vacancy rate, 5%.
When to use: established property, high demand area.
Why: strong demand, quick turnover. Vacancy rate, 10%.
When to use: most properties, default.
Why: conservative, accounts for turnover time. Vacancy rate, 15%.
When to use: new property or softer market.
Why: extra buffer for uncertainty. Example calculation. $45,000 GPI times 1 to 0.10 vacancy equals $40,500 EGI annually. 3. Net Operating Income, NOI.
This is your income after all operating expenses, but
before
the mortgage payment. It shows how much the property generates on its own.
Kaliving operating expenses.
Typical operating expenses for Kaliving run 35 to 45% of EGI. This includes utilities, since you pay them, property taxes, insurance, repairs, property management, and reserves.
Typical expense breakdown. Expense category, utilities, all. Monthly estimate, $300 to $500. Notes: electric, gas, water, sewer, trash, internet. Expense category, property taxes. Monthly estimate, varies by location. Notes: check county records. Expense category, insurance. Monthly estimate, $150 to $300. Notes: landlord policy with proper coverage. Expense category, repairs and maintenance. Monthly estimate, 5 to 8% of rent. Notes: hire for older homes. Expense category, property management.
Monthly estimate, 8 to 10% of rent.
Notes: if using manager, $0 of self-managing. Expense category, CapEx reserve. Monthly estimate, 5% of rent. Notes: roof, HVAC, appliances. Fund. Expense category, lawn/snow. Monthly estimate, $100 to $200. Notes: if not included in management. Example calculation.
$40,500 EGI, $16,200 expenses, 40% equals
$24,300 NOI annually.
4. Cash on cash return, COC.
This is the metric that matters most for investors.
It tells you what percentage return you're getting on the actual cash you invested.
Cash on cash return formula.
COC equals annual cash flow divided by total cash invested times 100.
Example calculation. Total cash invested.
Down payment, 20% of $200,000, $40,000. Closing costs, $6,000. Renovation, $25,000. Furnishing, $9,000. Total, $80,000. Annual cash flow. NOI, $24,300. Annual mortgage payments, $12,864, $1,072 per month. Cash flow, $11,436. COC return, $11,436 divided by $80,000 equals 14.3%. Cash on cash benchmarks. Below 10%. Weak deal. Look for better opportunities. 10 to 15%. Acceptable. May work in high appreciation markets. 15% plus. Strong deal. This is what we target. 5. Debt service coverage ratio, DSCR. DSCR tells you how easily the property can cover its mortgage payments. Lenders use this to qualify you, and you should use it to assess risk. DSCR formula. DSCR equals NOI divided by annual debt service. Example calculation. NOI, $24,300 divided by annual mortgage, $12,864 equals DSCR of 1.89. This means the property generates 1.89 times the income needed to cover the mortgage. DSCR benchmarks. DSCR, below 1.0. Meaning, property loses money. LenderView won't qualify for most loans DSCR, 1.0 to 1.2. Meaning, barely covers mortgage. LenderView may qualify, but risky DSCR, 1.2 to 1.5. Meaning, comfortable cushion. LenderView, most lenders happy DSCR, 1.5 plus. Meaning, strong cash flow. LenderView, excellent qualification. The deal analyzer process. Here's the step-by-step process for analyzing any co-living deal. Step 1, gather property information. Asking price. Number of bedrooms, and which can be converted to rentable rooms. Square footage. Year built and condition. Current property taxes. Step 2, research market rents. Check pad split listings in the zip code. Check Furnished Finder, Craigslist, Facebook Marketplace. Use the lower end of the range for analysis. Room rent research tip. Search rooms for rent, zip code, and furnished room, city, to see what competitors charge. Look at what's actually renting, not just what's listed. Step 3, estimate all costs. Acquisition costs. Down payment. 15 to 25% for investment property. Closing costs. 2 to 4% of purchase price. Inspection and appraisal. $500 to $1,000. Renovation costs, if needed. Light refresh. $5,000 to $15,000, paint, flooring, fixtures. Moderate renovation. $15,000 to $40,000, add bathroom, kitchen update. Heavy renovation. $40,000 plus, major systems, layout changes. Furnishing costs. Per room. $1,500 to $3,000, bed, dresser, desk, chair, lamp, bedding. Common areas. $2,000 to $5,000, living room, kitchen items. Step 4, run the numbers. Input everything into the deal analyzer and review the output. Is cash on cash above 15%? Or is DSCR above 1.25? Or is monthly cash flow positive by at least $500? Or Step 5, stress test. What happens if things don't go perfectly? What if rents are 10% lower than expected? What if vacancy is 15% instead of 10%? What if renovation costs 20% more? The stress test rule. If the deal still works with worse assumptions, it's a solid deal. If it only works with perfect conditions, walk away. Mobile phone pad split versus self-managed analysis. The numbers look different depending on which platform approach you use. Pad split. Key differences. Pad split takes 12% of gross rent. They handle tenant placement. Weekly payment collection. Lower vacancy, typically 5-8%. Less management time. Net income may be similar due to lower vacancy and management costs. Self-managed. Key differences. No platform fees. You handle tenant finding. Monthly payment collection. Higher vacancy risk, 8-12%. More management time. Higher gross income but more work and risk. Our deal analyzer lets you toggle between both approaches to see how the numbers compare. Know your walkaway numbers. Before you analyze any deal, know your minimum requirements. Suggested minimums for co-living. Cash on cash return. Greater than or equal to 12%. DSCR. Greater than or equal to 1.25. Monthly cash flow. Greater than or equal to $400. Cash flow per room. Greater than or equal to $100. These are starting points. As you gain experience, you'll develop your own criteria based on your market and goals. Warning: common analysis mistakes. Mistakes to avoid. Using asking price instead of your offer price. Forgetting closing costs and total investment. Using market high rent estimates. Underestimating renovation costs. Forgetting furnishing costs. Using 0% vacancy, unrealistic. Forgetting CapEx reserves. Not accounting for platform fees. Best practices. Analyze at your offer price. Include all cash required. Use conservative rent estimates. Add 15-20% contingency to reno. Budget $2,000 plus per room to furnish. Use 10% vacancy minimum. Reserve 5% for CapEx. Run both platform scenarios. Action steps. Open the Deal Analyzer tool. And familiarize yourself with all inputs. Practice with a sample property. Use Zillow to find a 4-plus bedroom home and run the numbers. Research room rents. In your target market. Define your walkaway criteria. Minimum COC, DSCR, cash flow. Analyze 5 properties. This week to build your analysis muscle. Push pin key takeaways. Cash on cash return. Is the most important metric, target 15% plus. DSCR above 1.25. Means comfortable debt coverage. Always use conservative estimates. If a deal only works with optimistic numbers, it's not a deal. Stress test every deal. What if things go wrong? Know your walkaway numbers. Before you start analyzing. Practice makes perfect. Analyze many deals to develop intuition. Ready to analyze deals? Use the Deal Analyzer to evaluate any co-living property instantly. Party Popper Module 3 complete. You now have the skills to research markets, score neighborhoods, and analyze deals like a pro. Next up, funding your first deal.